the meeting to order, and for the first time in a very long time, in person. So excellent to see everyone, faces and more. Lovely. All right, can we have the roll, please?
Yes. Commissioner Sibley.
Here.
Commissioner Hardies.
Here.
Commissioner Lane.
Here.
Commissioner Norton.
Here.
Commissioner Goon.
Here.
Commissioner Jacoby.
Here.
Thank you.
Great, thanks. So we do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the HPC minutes from May 5th. We do have four of the members who were at that meeting present, so we are able to ratify those minutes. Are there any commissioners that have any questions or comments on that meeting minute? Okay, and Commissioner Jacoby, I just wanted to make sure that you were satisfied with the record that was put on there for the public comment.
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Great. Okay, with that, I would entertain a motion, and I think for the ease of, can we do motions without having to do the mic dance?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So with that, I'd entertain a motion for approval. Okay, moved by Commissioner Sibley.
Second.
Okay, seconded by Commissioner Goon. All those in favor, well, the way we're going to do this is just raise your hand so that the video will capture votes. So all those in favor. All right, so it passes four in favor and two abstentions. Next item is report from the chairperson, wherein I am no longer obligated to talk at length about how one logs on to the meeting and waits in the queue and so on and so forth. So all I have to report then is that Commissioner Sibley and I did attend the City Council meeting on the 17th of May, wherein the mayor and the council did proclaim May Historic Preservation Month. So that was good to, that the council was able to do that and just give a little more public recognition to preservation and archaeological. The mayor had a holiday. Maybe this is the seat. Archaeology.
Great.
Thank you. All right. Communications from HPC staff liaison.
So I don't have anything other than the agenda items. I don't know, Jennifer or Glenn, if you have any additional items to cover.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, are there any questions from commissioners for staff that don't relate to things that are on the agenda? No. Yeah.
Have an update on any support from the city for advertising for the tours that we talked about.
Yeah, I needed to get back to you, Rick, on that, Commissioner Jacoby. I've been out a little bit in the month of May, so I haven't had a chance to kind of follow up on that, but certainly, yeah, let's chat either this week or next week about that. And happy to kind of coordinate on that. I know that the museum is still hosting some upcoming walking tours this month, if anybody's interested. But yeah, certainly let's chat about the Historic East Side tour and the potential for advertising for that.
Oh, looks like you're off again.
There we go. Yeah, I'll just let you know that I just took it upon myself to organize another tour, just because the time is right. Now, if we can do it with city support of advertising, great, but it's going to be June 25th, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And if not, I was thinking we probably will do another tour in the end of summer as well, and that one might work out better for advertising given the lead times we need for getting things in print and whatnot. But I will be doing one in June.
Yeah, we'll see if we get something up on the City Historic Preservation webpage, obviously, since you're a commissioner, and see what other options we have for getting the word out for the June 25th.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, great. All right, now we will move to public invited to be heard. So this is an opportunity for anyone in the audience who would like to speak on a topic that is not on the agenda. You're welcome to come up and provide comment. Please do start by stating your name, and you do have 3 minutes, after which this thing's going to buzz pretty good.
There's a sign-up sheet out there that they should have probably handed to you, and then you'd know what public's coming to speak.
That would be fantastic.
And you could prepare yourself.
This is the first time in 2.5 years we're doing this, so I think that's an excellent suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. My name's Sharon O'Leary, 534 Emery Street. First and foremost, thank you. Thank you for giving of your time and energy and to the citizens of Longmont for historic preservation. When you go online and it lists all the different boards and they give a very brief description, if you want to apply for a board for historic preservation, it says, considers matters relating to protecting, enhancing, and preserving properties of historic, geographic, or architectural significance in the city. Thank you. That's what you've got to do, so thank you. I appreciate your time. Okay, so quickly, and thank you for meeting in person, and I hope in the future we're always meeting in person, but if not, if you could follow City Council's schedule, it's great, because I think thinking in silos is not as good as meeting in person. That's just my opinion. First of all, my most concerning thing is the demolition ordinance. I first came to Historic Preservation Commission February 2016. I mean, this is a long time waiting, and nothing's happened, and nothing's changed. So if you believe in preservation, I think you really need to address our demolition code, because it's not in favor of preserving. So maybe you could put that on your work plan. My second thing is a prime example was a house was demoed at 846 Emery, and it was demoed because it couldn't support a second floor. Well, guess what? The majority of homes in the historic Eastside neighborhood cannot support a second floor, and that needs to be looked at. Why did that happen? Why was that even something to consider when demoing? So this is what's going to happen, and what do you do as a preservation board when somebody, oops, demos a house? An historic neighborhood is lost one home at a time. Stop the bleeding. I think it's important that we look at pushing forward on that conservation overlay zone for Henna, which for 30 years preserved the neighborhood. It's pretty much intact, and if we don't move quickly, it won't look the same. And fourth, walking tours. I feel like there's systemic bias going on. So there's walking tours for Third Avenue and historic downtown, and nothing for the east side, the oldest neighborhood. So what I would ask as a board that you contact the museum and suggest that they adopt or work with your board member who went and wrote his own walking tour so that our neighborhood people could get to understand it, understand the history of Longmont, and maybe open their minds to preservation. So because of systemic bias, they have not included us in this second round. So please work, be guardians. Historic Eastside has been guardians of our neighborhood, and we just want you to get on the bandwagon with us. Again, thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Oh, great, thanks. Absent a sheet, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak? Nope, all right. Thank you. We'll close the public hearing, or public invited to be heard. Thank you. All right, on to new business, which is an update on the Dickens Barn Zlatan property. And I believe Planning Director Nimwegen, you have a report for us.
I do, Mr. Chairman. And welcome everybody to our first, for me anyhow, our first in-person meeting. And we have a number of things we want to bring you up to speed on. And the first is the Dickens Barn assessment. And if you'll remember on April 7th, after you heard the presentation by the 7-Eleven folks on their plan for preservation, I think you felt that the barn is an iconic structure and what can we do to preserve it? So you made a recommendation for them to go back and have their structural engineer look at it from more of a lens of how do we keep it standing? How do we keep it, the barn preserved there? And not necessarily turn it into a commercial building that meets our current building codes, which, as you remember, brought the price tag up well above $2.5 million, I believe, to preserve it. So, and then at the end of the meeting, there was a call to staff to, again, reach out to some of the departments that would be involved in preserving the barn. And for us, that would be natural resources and then also parks and recreation. So Jennifer and Brian and I did that. We did reach out to them. And they also, I think Brian brought out Carol, or no, I'm sorry, it was Dave. David Bell from Natural Resources has a good contact with Boulder County, and that's Carol Beam, who's one of their preservationists on staff. They went out and took a look at the barn, and there was kind of a changing of thought. So we think there might be an opportunity where the town, the city could take ownership and be the stewards of the barn. We're still kind of in the infinite stage, but because of that, we thought, well, maybe we should reach out to a structural engineer that we have on contract that has worked with some historic structures here in town to kind of get that other look, because that's the first question David Bell asked is, what's it going to cost? So we've done that, and we've prepared Gus Escobar from actually is housed in downtown Longmont. He prepared kind of a quick walkthrough with some ideas as far as where the structure is from a structural standpoint. And I think it was pretty positive. So we have that, and Gus isn't here tonight, but if you have, you know, specific questions, we'll bring that back to him. But it's certainly within the realm of possibility. So from that, we are also going to meet with Parks and Rec to see if they have possibly a use for the structure. Wouldn't be for public use, but if they can store equipment in it, much like its historic purpose, for maintenance of the park across the street, for Sandstone Park across the street, then we have a use for it, and it certainly makes more sense. So we're going to continue those discussions, and certainly if it looks better, we'll probably have Gus go into a little bit more detail as far as some of the things he couldn't see just through his walkthrough and analysis. So that's kind of where we are, and we will keep you updated. The applicants have submitted their plans for development, so they're in the development review process. It does take a while, but we do feel like we need to move this forward from their standpoint as well. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you, or we can pass on questions to Gus and get back to you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There was one other thing that I did want to get your input. So one of the next steps would be perhaps making a presentation to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. They're the ones that kind of look at utilizing funds for various things. So I thought Mr. Chairman or somebody else could maybe join staff when we get that scheduled. I think that would really be helpful as well.
Sure. Yep, I'd be happy to do that. And we probably don't want the whole board down there that turns into a public hearing, but if there's another commissioner that would be excited about that, then I think that would be a welcome. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's great to hear. This is much more in line with my thinking, at least in terms of what might be required to stabilize. So, yeah, I really appreciate that. So we do have some commissioners with questions. I'm going to call on Commissioner Hardy's first.
Yeah, that's really exciting that the building may have some more life. There was just one item in the Escobar report, and I'm trying to find it now, but it referred to putting plywood on the inside of the exterior walls for lateral bracing. And I just wonder if maybe he would also look at threaded rods and turnbuckles that could keep the appearance of the inside of the barn intact, but provide that kind of bracing in a gentler fashion.
It would run through the building?
Well, they would be cross bracing, and then you can cinch those up with the turnbuckles.
Okay.
You know, to help get the building plumb, and then it stays in place as lateral bracing.
Okay. And that might work instead of the plywood being throughout
the
inside.
It can, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Commissioner Jacoby.
I echo your thoughts, Lee. It's wonderful to hear that we might be moving forward and preserving the barn. It might be premature at this point, but I'm curious, are there plans to make it the exterior space available to the public, or will it be more just preserved and used for maintenance for the Parks Department? Are we going to have signs out in front talking about the history of the homestead? Or is it just going to be mostly for storage and we're going to maintain it as a city if we move forward with this? I don't know if you have thoughts on that.
Well, I think we talked about perhaps some interpretive signage that's on the trail that's close to the barn. But we've really only talked about, because we're really not going to be able to bring it up to code, that we just try and keep at least the inside for storage purposes mainly. Hopefully we don't have to put a fence around it. I would hope we would need to do that, but I think that's about it at this point. We haven't really delved a lot of depth.
Okay. I'd like to point out, just of all the photos of the barn that we have, almost all the doors and windows are open, and the current owners are concerned about vagrants in there, and that's almost tantamount to demolition by neglect right there if the barn were to have a fire or something. And it'd be nice if they could close it up, but that's, again, up to them. I'd offer to go talk to Parks and Rec, too, about the history of the homestead, if you would like. But, all right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other commissioner comments, questions? I do have a question about the application moving forward. So, when they came back to us last time, there were a number of proposals for, you know, various features, signage, a video inside the store, you know, this some hint of the buildings that were would be demolished. What, if any, of those are currently included in the application as it stands?
Well, you haven't made a final recommendation on it yet, so they do have to return to you. So okay. I would think some of those elements would still be part of the plan.
Okay, so that's still an opportunity. We still have an opportunity to respond to that application. It's
right.
Not moving forward absent this commission's
No, that's okay. Something they would still have to complete before they could, get final approval.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great. Well, that's very good news, and I appreciate your efforts on behalf of the town side, and I want to call out the commission for being stout and holding ground. So this is it's a real positive. So
I think when staff was out there was when we were experiencing 90 mile an hour winds through the area. So I got to hand it to them. They showed a lot of temerity to get out there. And
yeah, trust me. You know, I was sitting inside the barn or standing inside the barn when the wind was howling, and I felt relatively safe.
there was one sheet of plywood I opted not to stand under.
That was just at the opening, though, so that wasn't
probably wise. But as I think even Gus Escobar mentioned, it's been there this long, right? Yeah. It's not the first 90-mile-an-hour wind that that building has seen. So,
right.
Yeah, great. Well, that's excellent. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Okay. And this is not a public hearing, so we don't have any public comment about this particular item. All right. All right, so on to prior business, updates on first, I guess 8A would be the HPC code amendments.
Yes, I'd like to give you an update on that. We are getting close. We've talked to, as we mentioned, we've hired outside counsel to help us put together the draft. And I think we mentioned to you kind of our first step would be discussing with City Council some of the policy issues and some of the legal issues that are coming up with the code. So that has been scheduled with Council this month. And then we're going to return to the and basically repeat that process with the HPC. So your next meeting is July 7th. I'm remembering that a couple on their team might have had an issue with July 7th, but I thought while we've got you here, is July 7th, is that going to work? That's the 4th of July week. And if not, potentially the 14th, which would be 1 week later. I think we can have a special meeting in order to get everybody in one place and have that meeting.
And there might be a conflict with the 14th and the meeting in here. I think there's another board meeting on the 14th.
How dare they?
All right. So we might have to look at some different options if the 7th doesn't work.
Yeah, right. We did review as a board the calendar at the beginning of the year and decided, I don't recall moving this one because
we didn't.
Because it's our natural first Thursday, but it did, no one objected to the to the date. So,
all right.
So it would be really great if we could somehow make that work. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just to clarify, this is the in part reviewing the demolition ordinance that we've had out there for some time. So that's right. Exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to clarify, because of the legal issues, the discussion with council and subsequently with you will be in an executive session, so it will be semi-private in order to kind of talk through the legal issues and our options. So that's kind of the first step. Now, one of the other questions is typically adoption of an amendment to the Land Development Code would also go to Planning Commission. We're looking at options on that, so then we may follow up with a work session with City Council, a work session with the Historic Preservation Commission, and potentially the Planning Commission, so that everybody's kind of on the same page. So it looks like that's how we're spending our summer, is talking about the Historic Preservation Code, but it's certainly worth it. But we'll finalize what that schedule is going to look like in the weeks to come.
Great, thank you. Any questions, comments regarding the code amendment? Is there a schedule? No? Okay. Great. Thank you.
You bet.
So then 8B would be an update on the historic preservation plan.
Yeah, so that's going to be me. So I'm going to be fairly brief. So last month, the commission looked at several examples from surrounding communities, Boulder, Louisville, and Lafayette, about their preservation plans that they currently have in place. I got the sense that the general thought was that the, at least of those three examples anyway, that Louisville was probably the preferred example, just in terms of format and how it's presented. And so staff reached out to staff at Louisville just to get some background information regarding that. We also got copies of their request for proposal and also the contract that they put together for putting together their preservation plan. And so our staff has been talking about that and putting together a scope of work for a preservation plan. We're also exploring different funding options for the preservation plan, whether that would involve a potential grant application and or if we have the ability to fund that ourselves without a grant application, so we're continuing to explore that. If the timing is right, and you know, we can reach out and go through our purchasing process, and we have funding available, there might be the possibility that we do the plan ourselves without a grant application. We'll see how that kind of works out. Staff's still having that conversation, and we're going to meet with our purchasing contracting staff as well about that that process. So we'll keep you posted on that end. And then also, and I don't know if you have any specific questions about that. One thing I would perhaps like to do is maybe reach out to History Colorado staff and see if they have any suggestions or recommendations of professionals that do these types of plans, and see if they have any recommendations for staff to reach out to.
These new mics are wild. Yes, I'm happy to help set up a meeting or facilitate the conversation whenever you're ready.
Okay, so, that'd be great.
And if staff moves forward on their own without getting outside vendors to write it, I don't know if we can do this, but I would volunteer to help with whatever that looks like.
We're not going to do it ourselves.
Okay, then I misunderstood, Brian.
No, we would contract out for a consultant to do, professional consultant to do the plan. We would not do the plan on our own. Right. We would do something that somebody that's actually qualified to do a plan.
but you might help with an RFP, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, staff is limited in their capacity to put together. It'd probably take us 10 years to put together a plan like this.
Sorry for the misunderstanding. Yes, I'll volunteer to help out with any aspect of that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and then, like I said, we can share, the information I got from Louisville in terms of their RFP, their scope of work, the contract that they got, the consultant that they worked with. It seemed pretty reasonable. I mean, obviously, this was 2015, and I think the contract at that time was less than $25,000. So we're going to see what options there are and opportunities we have with our purchasing process that we have with the city as well in terms of what those requirements are. And then kind of related to that is that last month's meeting, we also talked about some grant opportunities, particularly some of the rolling grant opportunities. And one in particular we talked about was Survey Grant, which is a rolling continuous grant application. It's a non-competitive grant application that's potentially up to $15,000. I think there's a 10% city match for that, and you know, that's an opportunity for the city to look more comprehensively in terms of what their priorities are for survey work in the community, what's been done to date, what additional survey work that the community, what their priorities are for survey work. And so that's something that I think we want to undertake as well. Looking at, and we might want to reach out to History Colorado staff as well and get some examples of those applications that have been done in the past regarding these types of survey projects and the grant applications. And so I think we'd like to pursue that as well, in addition to the preservation plan. So I don't know if the commission has any questions about that as well. So we'll be working on kind of scopes for both of those aspects.
Fantastic, yeah. Any commissioners have any questions, comments? No? All right, yeah, thank you. That's perfect. I was going to ask about the survey grant, so I appreciate you bringing that up.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a question. Our last RFP, it was for something completely different. It was for a housing analysis, but we had nobody respond because everybody was maxed out and hard to fill positions. And I don't know if it's that way in this world. I'm hoping there's capacity out there, but is that what you're seeing, Commissioner Hawley? I mean, is there...
We're also having trouble filling positions. I think there's less issues with capacity with contracting with outside vendors.
Okay.
But people are busy. People are at max. I don't know what to tell you about that, so sorry. Yeah.
Well, we hope for our best.
Yeah, we've had to repost things a couple of times when we've been looking for vendors and staff. So, I'm happy to set up one meeting or multiple meetings with all the correct staff members who can answer these questions for you guys and even point you towards possible folks.
Okay. That'd be great. That'd be super.
Okay.
And see, we could reach out to potential contractors and see what, see what their schedules are like, how far out they're scheduling, and what options might be available.
All right. That'd be great. I think the RFP that Glenn, you were referring to was one that the city's going to reissue based on timing, and that was one of the hiccups. And so if we can communicate with this is a very small pool of consultants that are going to provide preservation plans, right? So understanding how best to frame that to get the biggest draw would probably be.
Did you guys have a cost attached to it?
You do need the mic, because...
Was it a cost issue, do you think? Like, or was it open-ended, and so it was like a full RFP?
Yeah. We were able to reach out to the people who picked up the RFP and didn't turn it in and asked them what was the issue, and it was all about timing.
Okay.
And it was partly because DOLA let all this money out at one time. So we were competing with every city, I think, in Colorado.
Having problems with that, too.
Yeah. We love the money, but yeah.
Well, and there's short time frames, so a lot of that is due to those COVID funds, and those will be used up within the next state fiscal-ish, and so maybe next summer will be easier.
Yeah.
Not that we want to wait that long.
Right.
Let's see, Commissioner Hardy's.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I assume the city uses BidNet or one of the other, and the RFPs that I've put responses together and gone to initial meetings for projects in recent months have all been really well attended. So, I mean, there are people who are still looking for the work, and it may be that you need to go outside the area looking for consultants, was it Kansas or New Mexico or some other, surrounding state, they may be more inclined.
Great, thank you. Let's see, Commissioner Goon.
I just wanted to clarify, I did have to look up what RFP was, so I'm afraid I'm not in on the lingo. And so maybe for the public, it's a request for proposal, right?
Right, request. Okay. So if it's an RFP, it's a request for proposal. If it's an RFQ, it's a request for qualification.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah.
You bet.
Sorry about that. Yep, we get stuck in the lingo, I know. There are so many acronyms in the planning and world.
Yes. All right. Great. Well, that's also good news. This is a very a lot of positive energy here today. Any other comments, questions from commissioners? No? All right. Thank you. Appreciate all the updates. We will go then, a fairly quick meeting then, on to comments from HPC commissioners. Anybody have a comment or statement they'd like to make? Okay. Commissioner Goon.
I'm just excited about that barn and what's been accomplished with that, and even breaking it apart from the project or the potential breaking it apart so that the city is showing that it cares about what can happen with that property. So that's really good news. Thank you.
Commissioner Norton, sorry, just trying to get myself organized.
I'm just going to echo Commissioner Goon. Thank you guys so much for how responsive you've been over the last several months. I know that I felt like it was hard for us as a commission to get our feet under us, especially during COVID, and I think there was lots of reasons for that. but you've really done a great job in addressing our concerns in these meetings, and I think the Dickens Barn is a really good example of that, and I really appreciate going back and taking a third look. And I appreciate moving forward with the amendments in the Historic Preservation Plan. So thank you so much to all the staff for all your hard work.
Commissioner Hardies?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, I forgot to mention earlier, that I'd also be very interested in volunteering help if, you know, you're putting together a request for proposal or scope of work. You know, I've had a lot of experience trying to deal with those from the other end, and I'd be happy to help look at that when the time comes.
Okay. All right, great. Seeing no others in the queue, we'll move on to comments from City Council Representative, and unfortunately our Council Representative is not here, so we won't have any comments from Councilman Rodriguez, which moves us to adjournment, which might be one of the fastest meetings we've had in a while, but that's okay, I guess.
It's faster when you're not.
It is faster when we don't have to wait for 5 minutes every time there's, you know, potential for public comment. That's certainly true. Yeah. All right. Do I have a motion? Oh, let's see. Commissioner Sibley.
I motion to adjourn.
All right. Do I have a second? Mike or otherwise?
Second.
All right. Motion from Commissioner Sibley and a second by Commissioner Hardies. All in favor of adjournment, please raise your hand. Very well. We are adjourned. Thank you. Good night.